So this is more than 100,000 people entering since the crisis in Sudan, as now in need of basic assistance. We're talking about shelter, food, safe drinking water, health services, and any other assistance like protection, also included in the need that people are to. We can also include in this the condition of the people coming from Sudan. Basically, they are mostly South Sudanese, around 80% of people are South Sudanese, and they fled the area with nothing, barely nothing. There are some have been facing some challenges in terms of security along the way, and they arrive traumatized, exhausted, and some with existing medical condition.
The transit center in Arank, where people fleeing Sudan arrive, receives roughly 1,000 arrivals a day. What kind of a strain does that put on local resources, the local resources of this small border town?
Yes, the system already in South Sudan is overstretched in terms of humanitarian assistance. Those community coming, those people coming from Sudan, adding a strain on the water supply. We need water. We need to have a safe drinking water. We need also health services in the system which are already in dire condition. So what we observe now is the humanitarian assistance which was already existing in rank is not up to the level of the need of double the population that is now in rank.
Of course, that goes both for the arrivals and the host community as well. And other areas like Madakal, the capital of Upper Nile State, Awil in northern Bahar Ghazal State, all the way to the capital Juba, where you are, have been taking in arrivals from Sudan as well. Tell me more about where these arrivals end up settling and what help they receive there.
So the response to this Sudan crisis is the influx of people has been organized into points of entry from various areas, but the most major one is Rank. But after people transiting from Malakal and being dispatched into various locations in the country, like in Juba. So, as I mentioned for Rank as well, the condition in Malakal, in all this part of the country, is already overstretched in terms of assistance to get this influx of people.
And what is MSF and other humanitarian partners, what are they doing to help these refugees and returnees? And what resources do you have at your disposal to help them? Do you have enough resources?
As of now, MSF is supporting these returnees or refugees into health services by a mobile clinic in Rank, in two different settlements, and we're also doing water supply, safe water supply, taking water from the river, taking and distributing to those communities. We also set a measles isolation. That's the place where we take all the complicated measles cases. The other partners are supporting also the activities, providing shelter, food, but the need is more than what the capacity is as of now.
Do you have an appeal for more funding?
Yes, we call upon the humanitarian community today to scale up and coordinate a response to address those increasing needs. Basic needs are today to be met, but also the onward movement, meaning to organize better the onward movement to give dignified conditions for the people living who left Sudan and are looking for a better place to stay in South Sudan.